Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going back to the lines. I see Betsy is still on. Luke, maybe you can patch Betsy in. We had to cut Betsy off because we had to go to a break. Betsy, thanks for calling in. Didn't know if you wanted to add a few things, and then I'm going to absolutely respond to some of your very good comments.
Oh, I do want to add that I am so, like, in awe of President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. And it's just so nice to feel like, you know, we're back. I don't care what y'all say, you progressives and Republicans.
Right.
This is what my America is. Decency.
Right.
Love. Oh, my gosh. All right. You have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Betsy. Yeah, you know something? You're right. And remember, I was the Biden guy on this station. I remember talking to Crudy early on. He said, well, you know, you can do a show, everybody else for Bernie. And I like Bernie. I like Bernie Egg a lot. But Biden has turned out to be a very fine president, and Jill a very fine first lady. And the two of them, you know, suddenly you have a president who stands up to the Russians, who goes over there and builds our alliances back with NATO and the EU, meets with our allies, stands up for Ukraine, and in Asia, stands up for our allies against China, stands up for South Korea, stands up for the Philippines, Japan, even Vietnam was our adversary a long time ago. All of them are threatened, and it's a terrific thing. And that's just foreign policy. And domestic policy, he puts through the COVID relief package. He's put in a terrific infrastructure package, and there's a decency and honesty. And the thing about him is he doesn't shoot his mouth off like Trump and lie all the time. And on COVID, you know, remember, Trump would run around boasting about not wearing a mask. Making fun of social distancing, infected a lot of people at some White House events. People that show up to a party with no masks, a lot of them get infected. We've lost almost 600,000 people, and the experts have said that 40% of them were preventable. Not all of them. You know, when it all broke in the February-March area of 2020, snuck up on people, but 40%. Well, 40% of 600,000 is 240,000. That's 40%. 240,000 people didn't have to die. And they die because of Trump. And what's happening is Biden is back on track. He's getting the country back on track. So thanks very much, Betsy, for calling in. And I want to get back to something that Jean raised. Jean Beauclair, one of our best callers in, along with Betsy and many others. And that is the despicable thing that Donald Trump did in using the Justice Department to subpoena records from Apple on Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, to try to prosecute them because on the Intelligence Committee, they were leading the impeachment on Ukraine. This is absolutely intolerable. What Trump did, you know, he makes fun of people. Nobody makes fun of him about his physique and all that, or lack of it. They make fun of people like Adam Schiff. And then Schiff's last name is S-C-H-I-F-F. And what Trump would do is substitute a T for the F's. And he thought that was funny. Middle school humor, thought that was funny. And he was vicious to Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, who both stood up to Trump. And here's what he did. He used the Justice Department, to subpoena, and those subpoenas are secret. The target never knows about it, to subpoena from Apple all of their records that Apple had on all of their communications, including their family, wives, and in one case, a minor child. Dozen family members related to Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell had their records reviewed by Trump's Justice Department. It's Jeff Sessions that did this, by the way. Everybody says, oh, Jeff Sessions, he was great. He stood up to Trump. He didn't stand up to Trump. At the very end, he saw the handwriting on the wall. He saw that if he tried to gin up an engineer and some exculpatory thing on the Russia investigation, it would splash back on him. He didn't stand up to Trump. And then what happens is William Barr comes in, crooked William Barr, remember him? And the Justice Department looked at all these records of Schiff and Swalwell, and there was nothing there. There were no leaks. And they were going to close it down. And crooked William Barr says, no, let's go continue against Schiff. Let's continue against Schiff because he is the most dangerous guy in Congress. And if we can at least indict him, even if it doesn't go anywhere, it'll throw mud on him. Crooked William Barr did that. Now, Adam Schiff just yesterday did something that I support 100%. Adam Schiff came out and he urged Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, to clean house, to look into this. Because to use the Justice Department in a fake prosecution and digging in your personal records with no probable cause can be a criminal offense itself. And Schiff is aggressive. I support him in that. Merrick Garland, in my view, has not been sufficiently aggressive in taking on what Trump's done. Get into that in another segment. But Adam Schiff has urged Merrick Garland to look into what Trump, what Jeff Sessions, and what Crooked William Barr did and take appropriate action. That is diplomat speak for get him. Get him. Get him. With him 100% on that one. Absolutely 100%. I'm going to go to Oregon. There is a, I should say there was a Republican state legislator in Oregon named Mike Nierman. He, in December of 2020, a month before the January 6th insurrection against our Capitol in Washington, so in December of 2020, was involved in a storming of the Capitol in Oregon. Many people forget that. January 6th was not the first insurrection. There was a storming of the Capitol in Oregon in December of 2020. And there's video of this state, Republican state legislator, giving advice on how to get in. Advice on how to get in to the insurrectionists. And for that, the Oregon legislature expelled him. Now let's fast forward to January 6th. You know a congresswoman named Lauren Boebert, Colorado, rightful Colorado, the one who brought a Glock onto the floor of the House, tries to avoid metal detectors, talks about guns 24/7. She's the one that gave a tour, quote, tour, end quote, to, quote, tourists, end quote, the day before the insurrection. It was, the Capitol was closed. It was closed to tourists. But members of Congress, you know, if they bring in some family members or something, guards look the other way. Well, she brought in some gnarly-looking family members and quite a few of them. No one knew she had that big a family because she doesn't. And these people roamed around and inspected the offices and where people could go. And the day of the insurrection, Lauren Boebert tweeted out, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber. That isn't even code. That's just flat out saying, if you want to nail her, don't come to the chamber. That isn't where she is. Remember that tour I gave you? There are offices in the Capitol for members of Congress, especially the senior ones, that are different from their other offices. They're ceremonial offices. I have been to Nancy Pelosi's office. It's huge. It's beautiful. Well done. She doesn't hang out there. She doesn't do her work there. She has another working office that you're not going to get invited to, and neither am I. And for the really senior people, for Mike Pence, who's, you know, after all, the president of the Senate, is vice president, and Nancy Pelosi, and the minority leader of the House, and the minority leader of the Senate, the Senate majority leader, Schumer, Moscow Mitch, Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy, Mike Pence, now it would be Kamala Harris. They have secure places they can be brought in the event of an attack, and nobody expected an attack coming from our own people, our own kind. I mean, nobody expected that. But what happens if there is a true insurgency by forces hostile to the United States from other countries? You can protect the senior people. There's one for the president himself. I think it's under some sort of tunnel under the desert in Nevada. I mean, in a really bad situation. George W. Bush went there, by the way, during 9/11. They hustled him to a secure place. And so on the day of the insurrection, Mike Pence was hustled off to a secure place. So was Nancy Pelosi. So was Kevin McCarthy. So was Moscow Mitch. So was Schumer. But the average person doesn't get hustled anywhere. They have to hide in a closet somewhere. And our people, mostly the Democrats, but a lot of Republicans were afraid for their lives. So Lauren Boebert, you know, there's an investigation going on. The guy in Oregon got thrown out for doing exactly that. He's on video telling them how to get in. Well, Lauren Boebert is saying in a tweet, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber, and she's giving, quote, tours, end quote, to, quote, tourists, end quote, the day before. Some gnarly-looking folks. Very gnarly-looking folks. Now, that has got to be sorted out, and she's got to be thrown out. There are a lot of people who've got to be thrown out. She's part of the extreme right of the Republican Party that is slowly destroying the country. I'll tell you what, there are some frivolous cases being filed. This is a beauty. Federal lawsuit, New York City, by one of the Kraken lawyers. Those are those right-wing lawyers that brought the fake claims involving the Trump lie about winning the election and were sanctioned by courts. Well, this one brought an action to force Major League Baseball to restore the All-Star Game to Atlanta. And why? Because Major League Baseball withdrew the All-Star Game from Atlanta because they wanted to protest the restrictive voting laws in Georgia that were passed by the Republicans. And this idiot lawyer was telling a federal judge in New York, you've got to tell Major League Baseball where they hold their All-Star Game because that was wrong of them to do and it was intimidation. Judge laughed at him. She said, are you kidding me? You're coming to New York City and asking a federal judge to tell Major League Baseball where they're going to play their All-Star Game? Get out of here. All right, I'm calling on her right now. Impose sanctions, impose attorney's fees. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.